Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And you can bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
As we continue here, you are, of course, able to bring up anything that is the point of the program. And for those of you just tuning in, we spent the first hour of the show kind of updating you on some various different developments coming out of Egypt, where the protests continue. Mubarak, that the head bureaucrat there, has still refused to step down, promising that he'll leave in September. And, of course, people aren't believing him, so the protests continue as agents provocateur, both police and hired thugs on the part of the police, part of the government, have been cracking heads and exploding Molotov cocktails against the protesters, the largely peaceful protesters,
that's right,
by the way. State-run television having one of its reporters defect and essentially resign in disgust at the propaganda that she's being asked to report on. Obviously, that's what she's been doing her whole career, but now it has gotten to the point where she can't take it anymore. So she's left, and left in a very public manner. Still some attempts to apparently block folks' internet access going on. You had said, JJ, that the government has always had internet access, and you say that it has returned to some extent, but not fully available?
Yes, it's returned in some areas. It depends on... The full internet is not established yet, but a lot of people have been using dial-up, because the dial-up lines are still there and they're still mm-hmm. connected. So you have a lot of individuals connecting to the web and uploading things through dial-up, which, of course, as anyone knows, is time-consuming. But they're still able to get information out, and they're still able to find ways to spread the message.
You can still do stuff, you know, with a dial-up connection. And text doesn't take a lot of data, so you can still send messages and things like that and do that fairly effectively. So, you know, maybe if there's an aspect of this that we've missed, feel free to let us know at 800-259-9231. Otherwise, in related news, Mark, on this subject of having agents provocateur, these government people pretending as though they're protesters, government people infiltrating, attempting to infiltrate the ranks of the protesters, we've seen things like this happen regularly here in the so-called United States, and you've actually got a piece about one cop that, like the lady of the in the state-run media in Egypt, had had enough. He's given up. He's coming out, and he's apologizing for what he's done.
Yeah, this guy's in the U.K., and it's...
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was here.
It's in the U.K. This is from telegraph.co.uk. Undercover police officer says he's committed an act of betrayal. A police officer who spent 7 years infiltrating underground protest groups has said he committed an act of betrayal and promised to make amends to the campaigners with whom he worked. PC, I don't know what that means. Mark Kennedy, 40, who went under the name Mark Stone, told environmental activist groups that he hated himself after posing as one of them. And his undercover guys, he said, he is said to have been at the heart of an alleged plot by a handful of campaigners to break into and take over one of the country's largest coal-fired power stations in a protest over climate change. The officer was confronted by activists in October last year after they found his passport disclosing his real name in a telephone conversation, a recording of which was obtained by the BBC's Newsnight program. He is heard suggesting that he could give evidence for the defense and criticizing the police tactics he was involved with, and using it's like using a hammer to crack a nut. He is said to have told activists that the cost of maintaining his undercover persona was £250,000 a year.
Wow.
So he's being paid very well.
That's so typical, where you find the provocateur is usually the one suggesting some of these crazy and outlandish plots. In fact, in the United States, we had that recent one in Washington State with the bomber who filled the car with explosives, and
that's
FBI
right.
had basically held him by the hand and showed him how to do everything.
Well, they provided the van. He didn't have the explosives either.
That's right. They provided everything. The training, the technology, everything.
That's right.
And so here in the Free State, when we, you know, meet a lot of new people and you hear some of these crazy, outlandish ideas come out, you definitely know who the crazy provocateurs are the instant they open their mouths.
Absolutely. and it doesn't really get them very far, does it?
No.
I mean, when somebody shows up here, and you call it the Free State, we've got a ways to go before it's the Free State.
Sure. But, we're calling it the Free State in hopes of what it may become.
New Hampshire is where the Free State Project has targeted itself, and it's a movement, as we pointed out before, where there are no leaders, there are no people that are in charge, and so it's also public. So anybody can join, anybody can become a part of it, and the only reason you'd be thrown off of, you know, as a member of the Free State Project is if you made some sort of overt statement, you know, advocating violence or hatred or bigotry or something like that, in which case then the Free State Project does have the right to remove you as a member, and I think that's maybe happened once or twice in the past. So, you know, for the most part, people join, they move, and they get active. And when somebody shows up and starts talking about, well, we should, you know, set some bombs off over here or something like that, then, you know, it's like the alarms are going off. Hello, flag, red flag.
Well, I don't want them, even if they're telling the truth, I'm not interested in what that person's
talking
about. And, you know, I don't know what you do about a person who's talking like that if you don't think that they're right ready to do it. You know, what else are you going to do besides just, you know, not talk to them?
Well, I would say something to them. I would say, look, I'd have a conversation with them and say, look, you know, the people I know here are peaceful, and I'm not interested in this, and I would appreciate it if you didn't, you know, come around here and talk about things like that, and I hope that you can find a way to be at peace rather than to be advocating, because I believe that there are two types of people that are going to show up with the violent attitude. I think one is an agent provocateur working for the government, or perhaps an informant for the government, somebody that's, you know, on the hook for some charges, and they're trying to round some other people up so they can get off on their charges. That's one possibility. Narc type of person. And there's, you know, also professional kind of cop undercover guy. Those are the two types of narc sort of undercover provocateurs. But then there's also just folks that might move who are angry. And I can empathize
Absolutely.
With those folks. And I wouldn't want to take somebody who just moved up and who was being angry and talking about those things. And I wouldn't want to ostracize them right out the gate. I would want to give them the chance to change. I would want to give them the encouragement, hopefully, to change and, you know, to let them know that I don't want to associate with somebody who's advocating those things, and that we want to look for peaceful solutions.
Yeah,
to these
in moments
problems.
Of anger, I've said things like that in the past, and you know, I didn't come up with formulate entire plans or anything like that. But you know, I understand where those people are coming from.
Yeah, I think the part that I see is that those sorts of people sort of ostracize themselves if they keep talking about things that are unpopular, especially violent things. We just don't want to have anything to do with that conversation. We can try to talk to them one-on-one, as you suggested, which I think is a very noble idea and proper. But at the same time, people just don't want to associate with that person. And so they find themselves quickly ostracized mm-hmm. simply because they're using rhetoric that isn't comfortable and isn't right.
Yeah, I don't think there's anybody around here at this point that still has that sort of mentality. I mean, there was one guy that moved here that was pretty angry in the very beginning, and I think even he has, he's mellowed out quite a bit. I'm not going to name names for obvious reasons.
Yeah, but that's not going to help him.
Right. I feel like setting the example has helped in that case to say, hey, you know, we're not that kind of person. We're not going to do those things. I don't care whether you're an agent provocateur or not. That's just not what we do. This is a peaceful movement, and so please, you know, like to encourage you in that direction.
That's right.
And just continue to do that, because again, when you're at a public event or you're doing things that are public, like activism typically is, one of the things you can't do is really control things unless you're on private property, and then you can say, well, we don't want you here. But otherwise, if you're out doing some sort of protest or any kind of organized public event, you never know who's going to show up. You can attempt to tell that person, we'd rather you not be here, but if they stick around, you know, if you're in public, there's nothing you can do about that.
Right.
So
and
communication
also,
helps.
Also, people, you know, if you're in your area where you are, if you're in a group and people start suggesting something, speak out. Say something right then and there. Say, no, let's not do that. And put and just kill that whole idea right from the beginning. Mm. Don't just play it some lip service and ignore it and be ignorant. You need to be activists, and activists are active. They're proactive. They're always seeking to correct the problem, not infuriate the problem.
Coming up, apparently more Middle East news with the Sudan voting for secession. We'll talk about it here in a little bit. Also take your calls at 800-259-9231. The question is, when's it going to happen here? I'm still waiting for that one. And where will it happen here? It's Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
Strength, energy, and endurance are all synonymous with youth. Would you like to feel youthful again? Protein absorption and synthesis are at the foundation of strength, energy, and endurance. Insults to your intestinal lining from drugs, heavy metals, bad diet, and age can inhibit your absorption of amino acids from your protein foods. This causes your body to repair slowly and be prone to injury. By taking a highly digestible protein into your body, you can greatly increase your repair rate and energy level. One World Whey protein powder is more digestible than milk or eggs. One World Whey is the first ever truly unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. Whether you like to exercise, want more energy, want greater strength, or just want to feel better, One World Whey is a must for you to try. To read some amazing testimonies or to get your free report, go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you're serious about playing college football, give yourself the competitive edge with the National Underclassmen Football Combine. The NUC is the longest-running underclassmen event and the most respected combine and football camp in the nation. Specifically designed to give athletes early recruiting exposure, there's no better time than now to compete in the National Underclassmen Football Combine. Call 888-NUC-MVP1 or go to nationalunderclassmen.com to find out more.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, not a problem. They're right there on the front page of the website, the last week's worth there at the top. And then you can click into the archive section to go all the way back to late 2006, all for free at freetalklive.com and courtesy of HostGator.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. They got more than 4,500 templates from which to choose whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website. Let the experts at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com host you. Use that portal that we've created for you. Get your first month completely free. It's HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com. They've got a 99.9% uptime guarantee, 45-day money-back guarantee, 24/7 technical support. One script, one-click script installs. It's HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com.
So as we continue here, bringing you some news information from around the world, specifically the Middle East, where protests continue to rock Egypt and possibly will possibly result soon in the ouster of their the current so-called president dictator Mubarak. But there's much more going on in the region, including a secessionist movement in the Sudan.
This article comes out of Mail and Guardian Online. It's from today. South Sudanese vote en masse for secession. Nearly 99% of southern Sudanese voters chose secession in last month's independence referendum, clearing the way for Sudan to split into two.
99%. That's awesome.
And in the northern part, 58% chose secession over unity. So we're looking at Sudan breaking into two different countries. The voter turnout.
So 58% of the North essentially voted to let the South go. Is that the idea?
That's right.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I don't know what the whole dynamic is there and why it is that the way I see it, the South wants to go. But should it make a difference what the North wants? If the North wants say there's some area of the country where the tax base gets a larger percentage of its money than other places. Should it really matter what people outside of that geographic area think?
If you have a supermajority of people in that geographic area, the one that's in question, that are saying we're leaving, then no, it doesn't matter, right? Because if 99% of the people in South Sudan say we're seceding and 99% of the people in the North say no, you're not, then all they have to do is just keep seceding and there's nothing they can do about it besides have a civil war, right?
I guess.
Yeah.
Well, what we see also is that a lot of the people in the North did not register for the referendum, fearing their choice would be manipulated because of the Bashir, the dictator there, his regime is so strong and they're able to manipulate and determine the outcome of elections, just like in Egypt with Mubarak winning the popular vote in his sham election last September. So what we see, though, is a peaceful agreement between the South and the North to have two different countries, and their disagreements will now be, made less potent because of this.
Yeah, nobody wants unrest in the streets, so why not vote to let them go? I wonder what would happen today in America if something similar were tried. I mean, because it's not the 1800s anymore. Information does travel in a much faster manner. People are better informed about matters of which they're looking to change.
I think the default position for Americans is that secession's not acceptable
because they're afraid of what the feds will do.
I think that they also feel like we've solved that secession problem in the past. The Supreme Court's ruled on it. I hear they have. I don't know. Obviously that would have been before the South seceded in the 1860s. But that they fought war over it. The most Americans died in this war. The secession is a bad thing because it's bad.
Well, there's also the fear that they won't be able to protect themselves without the federal government. The feds have done such a good job of brainwashing people into believing that they actually exist to protect them, when all evidence shows that their actions put them in greater jeopardy.
That's actually kind of silly, because if, say, pick your state, say New Hampshire decided to secede, mm-hmm. the federal government would want the only organization, the only country you'd have to fear, New Hampshire would have to fear, is the United States federal government.
That's right.
Because, try to imagine China, Cuba, pick your North Vietnam. Mm-hmm. Try to imagine that country attacking New Hampshire. They'd have to, I mean, you know, it would be crazy. The United States wouldn't let that happen. So basically, you, if you were to secede as a state, you would get your protection for free.
I don't know if, I agree with that. I mean, why would the United States care at that point?
Well, also consider that New Hampshire is going to be a difficult sort of territory to take. It's hilly, it's forested,
it's got people with guns,
and everybody has guns.
Right, that's
well,
the real
I'm not talking
factor.
About that. I'm talking about, you know, battleships and, you know, the big weapons of war. And I can tell you the United States government wants nothing like a you know, an aggressive country coming into right next to it. It's not going to happen. For one, you know, if whatever weapons of war would have to be used are going to be used right next door to the United States, they're just not going to let that happen.
Maybe so, but I wouldn't count on it. You know, and a lot of people.
You think
believe
if China decides to attack Mexico, how do you think that's going to go?
I haven't any slightest. I don't know, Mark. I'm not a world expert.
I think the U.S. would step in just to basically strengthen their position as the superpower and to challenge China's might. But I think what I'm seeing with the secessions is more of the domino effect. Like if we look back to the Soviet era and the fear that communism would spread and we need to invade Vietnam to stop the spread of communism, well, the same sort of effect can be seen with the idea of secession, where the federal government doesn't want to let this one state secede because then all the other states that are thinking about it would get that much more, you know, emboldened.
Yeah, the biggest threat is from the federal government. And I think a lot of people, when you put that idea out there of secession, that's what they feel is like, if I'm talking about the people that might agree with the concept, the people that might see the value in secession, that might understand that they'd be fine without the federal government, but they're just deathly afraid of the federal government, which is, of course, why they continue on paying taxes to them and continue on being obedient to them. They're scared S-less that the federal government will start another civil war. I think that's the biggest and most legitimate fear of those who are opposed to secession, but it doesn't scare me. I'm not worried about it. I think that if enough people want to secede and they don't want to go along with the federal government anymore, then there's nothing they can do, and it would look absolutely terrible to their legitimacy if they did do something like invade or roll in tanks on a state that was choosing to secede.
Well, you'd have to do it in a peaceful manner, and I think that that's the scariest part about all of it, is trying to get people to be peaceful.
Well, they did it in the Sudan.
That's right.
The official parliamentary results were announced at a ceremony attended by a crowd of several thousand in the southern capital of Juba on Sunday. The figures also showed that voter turnout was 98%, far above the 60% threshold required for the result to be valid. Subject to confirmation of the final result this month and pending any legal challenges, southern Sudan will be free to declare independence on July 9th.
Well, I just wish that people would start talking about it more in this country, maybe look to the Sudan and look to other places.
Well, Sudan has been in a north-south war from 1983 to 2005, in which 2 million people died.
Wow. So it's high time.
This is a long time coming, yeah.
800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all-natural, all-organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308-0408. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Shank. This week, we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods. We've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick-fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that we have there for you. We give them to you, and you can enjoy them over at freetalklive.com. Features like the Shrine of Female Listeners. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see the lady listeners that listen to this program. They prove it by, in their photo or video, showing somehow that they listen to Free Talk Live. shrine.freetalklive.com, and you can go over there, and if you're a lady listener, get the details on how to become part of the Shrine. Once again, that's shrine.freetalklive.com. Lots of news still to report outside of the United States, where things are in flux in the Middle East. Of course, Egypt is heading the news up, but other places like Algeria are making changes in order to head off what they perceive of as a possible Egyptian-like future. Algeria, report coming out of Al Jazeera.net. where apparently they have lifted the state of emergency, or rather they will be lifting the state of emergency, which has been in place for 19 years. Now, this
wow.
is one of those things with governments. They have these exemptions that they write into their rules and their constitutions or whatever that basically say that, well, if it's a state of emergency, then none of the regular rules apply. And we can do whatever it is we want to do. And some would say that the U.S. has been in a state of emergency for, well, what, since the 1930s or something like that? That there have been several states of emergency?
Well, certainly since 9/11.
I would imagine you're correct about that, but folks will say they go all the way back many, many decades and that there are multiple states of emergency that have been declared.
Somebody, I've heard the statement that Lincoln declared a state of emergency during the Civil War.
And never undeclared
it. It's never been undeclared, so as a result, we've been under martial law the whole time. I've also heard the claim that in 1913, the United States, the country, went bankrupt, and that's why they opened up the Federal Reserve and the IRS in order to, you know, turn the United States, the country, into the United States, the corporation, from which, you know, we're all owned by our Social Security numbers. And
a lot of it seems to be a big story to explain why things aren't as they should be, because people that kind of proffer these arguments or these suggestions are usually very pro-Constitution people, and they, you know, they want to believe that the Constitution would work if we would just not declare all these states of emergency. You know, they try to explain away all of the violence and the corruption of the federal government by saying, well, it's just a state of emergency. You know, if they hadn't, if they just undeclared the state of emergency, then the government would be operating by the rules. So it seems like poppycock, right? Because clearly the government does what it wants to do because it can, because it has men with guns who are willing to enforce its edicts, and more importantly, it has millions of docile little serfs who are willing to do whatever the government demands of them and pay whatever taxes are demanded of them. And that's the difference between here and Egypt, is that the docile serfs in Egypt are no longer docile and they're no longer behaving like serfs. They're getting out in the streets and they're saying they've had enough of it, whereas Americans will keep telling themselves stories about how they can just make changes in the next 2 years after the election.
Right, right, exactly. The whole idea that we can work within the system to fix the system is, you know, in part I'm like, oh, I'm hopeful. I'm really hoping that you guys can do this, but I'm not betting on it at all. I'm not betting that the system can fix itself. I think the problem is the system itself, and you can't fix a problem with the problem. I don't think that's possible.
I tend to agree. I'd love to be proven wrong, though.
Certainly.
I tend to agree with you on that. But Algeria, by the way, the northwestern corner of Africa, so again, still in the same region as Egypt, where their 19-year state of emergency should be lifted in the very near future, according to state media, quoting Abdelaziz Bouteflika, the president, as saying, during a meeting with ministers on Thursday, the president also said Algerian TV and radio, which are controlled by the state, should give airtime to all political parties. So you can see this guy is clearly softening his tone when it comes to, you know, the hardline rulership that he might have been ruling with. He's saying, well, now we're going to let everybody on the air, which we've never done that before. So please just don't protest in our streets and don't do the same thing they've done in Egypt. Let me have my power, please. I'll let you have a microphone now. He added that protest marches banned under the state of emergency would be permitted across the country of 35 million, except in the capital.
Right.
His comments come as anti-government.
We don't want to see that in our streets. Come on.
His comments come as the anti-government protests in Egypt escalate and follow a wave of similar uprisings in other Arab states, including Tunisia and Yemen. Opposition groups in Algeria had recently made the repeal of emergency powers one of their main demands ahead of a protest plan for February 12th. Last month, several hundred pro-democracy protesters took to the streets in the capital, demanding the government overturn a law banning public gatherings. It came after riots erupted over rising food costs and unemployment. And this happening, by the way, in contrast to what we talked about last night here on this program, where in Orlando, Florida, a man in a dress has banned all freedom of speech toward potential jurors within a 4-city-block swath of land. And so you've got these countries are moving in the direction of more freedom of speech,
right,
more freedom of protest. And in this country, you've got people with guns saying you can't speak, you can't hold signs, and you can't get together to reach out to people and tell them the truth.
Yeah, right? I think it's amazing how Americans are scared to death of the red Chinese, and they'll just make all kinds of noise about how China is this scary thing. And China's getting more and more free as time goes by, and whereas the United States government is deteriorating, as best I can tell, deteriorating in something akin to the Soviet Union. I mean, it's going down that road.
And we don't have state-run television, so to speak. We have television that is co-opted by the business deals and the regulatory deals that the massive conglomerates of media empires have made with the bureaucrats to get certain licensing and regulations and tax evasion taken care of.
Corporatist television.
Exactly.
State, it's pro-state overall, but you know there's a possibility to have dissent on the airwaves. It's not something that's been written off entirely. Like you still have people like John Stossel or Judge Napolitano that take fairly libertarian themes on their programs. But overall, the mass of American news reporting is biased in favor of the state. So let's go to your calls and your thoughts. Jamie Togiso is on in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jamie.
Hey, I tell you what, I'm about fed up with this. This is more like Russia every day here around this place.
Yeah, what's going on?
Well, do you know what we need?
What's that?
We need it's going to about boil down to what they're having in Egypt, in this country.
Well, we need people to stand up for themselves, obviously.
We need a good old-fashioned protest, huh?
Well, yes. It's all about the what I told you about before, a new world order, too.
What do you mean?
Well, people talk about remember George Bush talking about it? Bill Clinton says we might, like George Bush says, need
I've seen those. Yes, I've seen those talking points.
Yeah. Well, it's here. It's already here. It's been here for a long time. And this place is turning into a police state.
So, well, I agree with you on the police state part. I mean, the New World Order, I don't really know what that means. It just seems to be a buzzword touted by conspiracy theorists.
It's a new world for their advantage.
I think they're generally, the idea is simply the consolidation of power, where world powers will be more in control of determining what sovereign states will have for their laws and regulations.
Yeah.
So, Jamie, what do you propose?
What I propose? Call the White House and speak up. Speak up or shut up.
That's not going to do anything. People have been calling the White House for years. They don't care.
Yeah.
That's supposed to be America. When is people going to stand up?
Well, I think they need to stand up, as in literally stand up and march on the Capitol. March on wherever the bureaucracy is. Do something. Get out of your chair. Get away from your computer. Get out of your TV chair. And do something. Don't just sit there and talk about it.
Thanks, it's cold out there.
Mobilize.
Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Yeah, well, I mean, mobilizing is a first step, I suppose. But there have been plenty of protests and people mobilizing on capitals, and that hasn't resulted in anything. Usually they want something from the government. It's Free Talk Live.
The holiday season provides a great opportunity to share a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. And all of the inspirational and beautifully illustrated publications from BigHeadPress.com are great tools for sharing the freedom message with thoughtful stories, and they are extremely entertaining and a pleasure to read. Just one of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is Escape from Terra. Humanity is going to space, and government is not invited. Space pioneers seeking wealth and freedom in outer space. Check out BigHeadPress.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's, helping bring your family together with wholesome dinner options, even on the busiest of nights. Find dinner table ideas to bring your family together at letsfixdinner.com. To get kids involved in dinner time conversation, ask specific questions, not broad ones. Instead of what happened today at school, try what was the best thing that happened today. The more specific you are, the more they'll have to say. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in, toll free, take control of the airwaves, bring up anything. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We'll give you the features on the site totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, well, one of the ways you can do that is by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We will take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country and bringing more internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So go and become an amplifier with any major credit card, PayPal, or some alternative options at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
The Totosac, it's the one-trip wonder for hauling goods from your vehicle to your home. It's a retail grocery bag carrier that handles more than you can. You can carry lots of things with it, but specifically it's made for grocery bags. And you will be amazed at how much easier it makes your life, especially in the area of carrying grocery bags. Go check it out at totosac.us. It's TOTASAK.US. And take a look over there. You can get pick yourself up a family pack. It's just $16.95. You'll get three pairs of them, and you can give some away to friends and family. It's totosac.us.
So we were talking a moment ago, and JJ, you were suggesting mobilize, get out there, get into the state capitol,
do something.
You know, do something. And that sounds good, but it's important to know what you're doing and have some sort of goal in mind or an idea behind whatever it is you're going
to
do. Obviously, if I show up at the state capitol tomorrow with you know, some sort of sign, it's not going to do anything. There has to be a movement as well. So I would suggest if you're going to mobilize, you should mobilize and move your butt to New Hampshire, where you can, if you love liberty, that is, you understand what freedom is.
Yeah, if you don't, stay home.
Yeah. If you don't love freedom for everybody, even the weird people down the street, if you don't want freedom for everybody, then you don't belong in this movement.
Well, at least freedom for the vast majority of people.
I want people to be free in every aspect, as long as they don't aggress against
other human beings. I'm just telling you that some people have picked up and moved for the Free State Project. Then, you know, they're 95% or 97% pro-liberty. And I think we're better off with those people than we are without.
Yeah, that's fine, Mark. But I'm going to still ask for the right people to come and not worry about everybody else. So if you understand what liberty means, then get yourself up here to New Hampshire, where there actually is a movement, where actually people have physically moved to be here, as we have. And then even within this movement, there are lots of different things that are going on.
So certainly.
Not everybody is going to the state house at the same time. And, of course, it would be impossible to organize something like that anyway, given the decentralized nature, as we were talking
that's
about
right.
before, of this movement. So know what you want. Know what it is that you're in search of, and know what you're willing to do in order to be the change that you wish to see in the world, because begging from politicians is not going to be the best way to accomplish
Well, here's
things.
Sort of an example of that. Now, before these riot, these protests started in Egypt, there's this girl who put out this webcam footage of herself, and what she did is she organized a protest at Tahrir Square, and she had two people show up the first day. So she put out another video and said, I can't believe only two people showed up. Security forces were there, you know, a dozen police. They escorted us off the property and told us that we were crazy and that we're psychopaths for thinking this. And then she basically prodded the people, saying, look, I'm just a girl. I'm just, you know, this weak little girl, and I'm going out there and holding a sign, and I'm challenging these police with my ideas and my way of protesting. Where are you men? Where are you honorable, strong men that are so prideful and that talk about being able to do so much, especially in the Muslim society where women are looked down upon? And so she basically
called
put
them
it
chicken.
Up. Yeah, called them chicken. She said, I'll be there again tomorrow, and I'll have my sign. Here's my mobile number. Here's my
That's
information. Are you going to be there? Are you going to sit home and do nothing? So basically, she prodded the people by being that person who took a step outside and held the sign on the first day by herself. And then the second day, there was more people. The third day, there was even more people. But it took that first person going out there and doing something.
It sure does.
It's a real Cinderella story. I'm surprised to hear it. I can't believe it worked out so well. I would have said that plan stinks. You know?
No, it's easy to sit back and
it sure
things,
is.
Right? And that's what we see in a lot of this movement.
I've seen it happen so many times. Somebody says, I'm going to go out there with a sign, and then I'm going to talk crap to my friends who don't go out with me. Like, I've seen it happen a bunch of times, and it hasn't worked.
But you've got to have the right motivation, you've got to have the right issue, and, you know, we've certainly seen plenty of people get together with signs and, you know, chant and do stuff like that, and nothing really changes. Of course, as pointed out, many people are chanting for an increase in the state, or, on the other hand, some would chant for their desire to control the state, like the Tea Partier types, typically, as I think misinterpreted as being some sort of a liberty movement, because, like, as is typically seen, the Republicans tend to lace their language with terms like liberty as though they actually understand them and pander to those ideas, when in point of fact they're just angling to gain, to garner power for themselves and their ideas and their corporate buddies. And so that's why the Tea Party movement, you know, actually doesn't represent anything as far as real freedom. It just represents another alternative version of the state.
It changed basically when it first started. I was sort of paying attention to it because it was the Ron Paul campaign type people who then, after he lost out in the primaries, they wanted to keep campaigning and keep the idea of liberty at the forefront. And so they started the Tea Party thing, some of them. And then a Tea Party movement got co-opted by the Republican Party, and, you know, nominations. They saw the idea of having this spokesperson come to their rally would generate more news and get more people to show up, when they didn't realize they were selling out their own ideas, their own ideals, for this bureaucrat to come and speak. And I think that was one of the great failings of the Tea Party movement.
And the co-opting that you're talking about is also what happened to the Libertarian Party, since we, you know, kind of attacked on them earlier tonight for actually, you know, idiotically taking the position of the side of Mubarak.
Well, it's just silly.
Egypt, it's just an embarrassing group. And the reason why they're like that is because they got to the point where they were becoming effective, where they were becoming noticed, where they were, you know, the third largest political party. I don't know if that's a true statement anymore. I don't believe that it is. I think the Greens have overcome them at this point. But when they were, you know, earlier on in the you know, this last decade, when they were garnering a lot of popularity, the political activists stepped in to take the party over. They've been working at it, and they worked at it more, and they succeeded. These statist types came in, and they took control of the reins of the power in the Libertarian Party, completely watered down the message, and they brought in this joke candidate, Bob Barr, in 2008, who, to his credit, has moved in the right direction from where he used to be, but he's certainly not anybody that should be christened with the Libertarian label, at least what I used to believe Libertarian meant. So they've done everything they can to water down the party and to make it as useless as it possibly can be, and there it is. And now it sits as essentially another propaganda arm for, a sort of a faction of conservatism, basically, which is not what the original intention was.
It's the minor leagues for people that would be Republican politicians, or at least that's what it's come to. Yeah. There's some very, there's some people in the Libertarian Party that are very principled, and they're trying very hard to bring it back. And I'm of the opinion that it's not worth bringing back personally, but they've got their reasons, and their reasons are valid for them. I'm not going to say that they're not. I wish them luck. I hope they succeed, but it's not going to be something that I'm going to spend my time on.
I just don't like the idea of parties in general. It's like you're sort of giving up your individuality to fit this party mold, and then it's one size fits all for that party, and the party decides as one, when that's not how humans are. We're all different. We all have different wants and desires and certain niches of the political spectrum that we want to affect or that we don't like. So don't join a party. Just be an individual. Partake in events.
Sure. I tend to agree with that opinion. However, what if things could work in reverse? What if the takeovers could happen in reverse? What if they are happening now here in New Hampshire? What if, and I think it's probably happening more in the Republicans than the Democrats side, but what if you have essentially a political insider group coming in to reverse take over the Republican Party and the Democratic Party in New Hampshire? What if you had a point where it's, multiple free staters that are running for the party's internal election? To essentially do the reverse of what they've done to the Libertarian Party.
I wish them all the luck in the world. Really, I do, but I won't partake in any party. I'm an individual, and I'm going to remain an individual. The party I belong to is my name, and that's it.
Well, everybody's got what they believe is effective and what they don't. I mean,
certainly.
I'm of the opinion that here in New Hampshire that the Republicans are, that what you're saying is happening in the Republican Party in New Hampshire. I think it's got a chance. That's outside of New Hampshire. The Republicans that New Hampshire has voted for on a national level, I've got no use for. None of them are of any caliber.
Indeed.
I don't think it's worth voting in national elections anyway.
All right, there's more coming up here. Third hour on the way. Plenty of time for your thoughts and calls at 800-259-9231. If you want to learn more about what's happening up here, you can go to freestateproject.org. Do that and check out the Porcupine Freedom Festival as well. There's more coming up. You take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There is a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member on the left side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They'll walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. Meds.freetalklive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.